Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
We want to start here. An announcement, a big announcement over the weekend. Political parties, Build One South Africa, Good and Rise Mzansi are uniting. On the line with us is Unite for Change National Leaders Council member Patricia DeLille. A very good evening, Minister. I'm going to call you Minister still. Good evening and thank you so much for your time.
How are you, my sister?
I'm good. What a fantastic move from we are hearing that, you know, the decision came from all three of you to come together and pull forward for the local government elections. When did you start having these conversations, Minister?
It started more than 6-8 months ago. But in the case of Rise Mzansi and the Good Party, we have been working together since before the 2024 elections. And that working together has led to one of the Rise leaders in the Western Cape. When we had a vacancy in the city of Cape Town, we appointed one. We appointed him into that position. Bosa has joined us, and about 3 months ago, we signed a memorandum of agreement, sort of the founding documents of this new initiative. And a lot of discussions went into it. And, you know, we've all learned a lot. But we all agree that, you know, we must put our country first.
What are you hoping to achieve with Unite for Change?
Well, first of all, you know, we had looked at, and we all know, and all South Africans experience it, that you find a lot of fragmentation amongst political parties, especially when it comes to local government elections. And we also know through research that, you know, opposition party voters circulate amongst opposition parties. And we agreed that coming together instead of competing against each other and, you know, sharing resources and sharing manpower, that we will be in a better position, not for positions for ourselves, because this is not a coalition of convenience,
mm-hmm.
But it is coming together as equals and demonstrating the responsibility of leadership, which often requires a different approach to the one that we have seen in the past and that have not worked. So we started by saying, we are not going to quibble and argue about who's going to be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
We need to build this alternative, bring in young people, bring in professionals. And once we build the base and we participate in the 2026 elections, you then select the leaders out of that base that we are going to build. And even if we do have differences, we have decided, you know, there are more things that we agree to than what we disagree, and that we have to put our country first. Because especially at local government level, where the rubber hits the road, that is where the people of South Africa, is the level at which the state interacts most directly with the people.
Well, you know, I know that you're saying that you really didn't want to highlight the differences, but were there any differences that you had to iron out?
No, not substantive differences. I mean, we learned out of the experience of all three parties. You know, it's more a matter of approach. You know, how do we approach that? How do we put an operational plan together? How do we make sure that if we are advocating for new leaders in South Africa, that we make sure that we bring young people in? So we didn't have any major differences, not at all. That's why we were able to sign the memorandum of agreement and then build from there. I mean, this is just the first phase,
mm-hmm.
You know. Now the real work is starting where we are inviting all South Africans to join us. Young people, people with experience, Because, you know, the tendency sometimes, you know, people will sit on the sidelines and complain about the lack of capacity in government. And that lack of capacity has really become an excuse for inefficiency and ineffectiveness. Now, if that is so, you know, we call on South Africans to do their civil duty, to come forward and come and help. Because we are not scarce of skills here at all. We've got more than enough, you know, people with talent, people that love this country, patriots. But in a democracy is that the current people that are serving in these councils and metropolitans, they've been elected by us. And in a democracy, the only way you complain about their leadership and their performance, the only option that you have, they've been voted in, you can only vote them out. And therefore, South Africans must put more value to their votes, because the old parties have failed us. And the fragmentation of opposition parties has also not helped our democracy. So we had consultations far and wide amongst our party structures. And this is just beginning. We're now consulting with civil society, mm-hmm. with religious establishment. And we're inviting, you know, whoever, you've got ideas. If you take just one example to illustrate what I'm saying, is that the city of Johannesburg, where we launched yesterday, they've got a budget of about 89 billion rand. Mm. Where does the budget come from? It comes from the ratepayers, from water, electricity, and all of that. Mm. They've got 8.7 billion rand for infrastructure development. But what is currently happening in Johannesburg? You've got a failure of water services. You've got a crumbling of both environment infrastructure. And, I mean, there are just problems all over the show. Our plan is to say, what we need to do with that 8.7 billion, we need to decide that at least 40% of that budget must go to maintenance. Because these infrastructures have been built 50, 60 years ago, and they've got a lifespan. And then 60% or so we can spend on new infrastructure. That is just one of the proposals that we are putting forward. But cities are also the drivers of change, cities and towns. And therefore, you need to stimulate economic growth within cities. And we can't just be talking about infrastructure development. Yes, that is important, you know, to get in the crowding effect from the private sector. But in cities, you know, you've got the creative economy. You've got the green economy. You've got the digital economy. Tourism, you've got the care economy. And that is what we want to stimulate. And we are asking people in cities and towns to give us ideas around the digital economy and the green economy so that we engage people from the planning stages. We are not going to go there and say we've got this miracle plan that's going to save Johannesburg like other parties are doing. But we want people to be involved in saving Johannesburg.
So if I understand you correctly, as you're saying, you're going to be engaging civil society, religious groups and so on.
Yes.
Are you engaging other political parties to join the movement? Is that what you're thinking? What's the thinking around that?
Yes, no. We are currently busy. But, you know, political parties have got their own internal structures.
Yes.
And they have to consult and they have to get a mandate. Because that's what we've done. We've got a mandate.
Yeah.
In the case of Good, in 2023 already, our members decided to amend our constitution. Because we could see that how we are evolving in this country is coalition politics. And that we need to work together. So other parties are getting mandates from their structures, and yes, more parties will join us. And I think that, you know, unity We are so divided in our country on so many issues. And as leadership, we need to rise above whatever differences or perceived differences there are and put our country first.
Well, looking forward to developments there. And obviously, as you announce your candidates, it is going to be very interesting coming from
That's
this collective.
That's very important because the messenger is important as the messenger.
Absolutely.
We are calling for people to step forward. Those people who've got the skills, who've got the experience, who've got the qualifications, so that we do away with this lack of capacity that has become an excuse. And there are many, many good people out there who want to see our country succeed. And now is the time for us to step forward and make ourselves available.
How soon, I mean, what's your target? How soon will you be announcing some of the candidates? Johannesburg, for instance, you've mentioned Johannesburg. You know, what's your target in when you will want to announce your candidate?
The first that we have done is to do the first draft of the criteria for selecting candidates. Mm-hmm. That has now been discussed. In the Good Party, we have got about 50 councillors in 4 provinces. We're the only party amongst the 3 who's got councillors. So we bring our experience there to make sure that, it's not just people who are members of Unite for Change, but also people who feel that I want to do my civil duty and I want to go and serve. So the process will start in the next few weeks to call for nominations, to call for people that are interested to serve. But the draft is ready, and we are just discussing it amongst ourselves now.
All right.
How to open it up for as broad as possible as we can.
Well, I appreciate you talking to us. Unite for Change National Leaders.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Auntie Pat. Unite for Change National Leaders Council member, Patricia DeLille. So we'll obviously wait for them to start making announcements on who those candidates are. Looking forward to that. Let me hear from you. I mean, what do you make of this 086-00-00-959? You can also send me a voice note, 063-688-0959. Is this the way our politics is going? Or, are you skeptical of this move? Love to hear from you.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.